Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin Daf Yotes 119, and today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara cites a brisa concerning two seemingly contradictory verses with respect to King David and two of his wives, Michal and Merav. Both happen to be daughters of Shaul HaMelech, and so the Talmud is wondering about how that's even possible. How could David marry two sisters when they were both alive when this is a prohibition of the Torah? So the Talmud offers several suggestions as to how to resolve this problem, and in that context the Talmud discusses two seemingly contradictory verses. It states in 2 Samuel chapter 21 verse 8, Vayikach HaMelech et shnei b'nei Ritzpah, the king took two of the children of Ritzpah, Bat Aya, Asher Yaldala Shaul, et Armoni vet Mipi Boshet. And then in addition to that, he took Chameshet b'nei Michal, the five of the children of Michal, the daughter of Saul, Asher Yaldala Adriel ben Barzillai HaMecholati. He took five of the children of Michal, which were born to Adriel, the son of Barzillai the Mecholati. But this is a problem, asks the Talmud, because we know from 1 Samuel 18:19 that Merav, the daughter of Saul, is the one who married Adrieli the Mecholati, because it says Vayhi be'eis teis es Merav bas Shaul David v'hi nitna Adriel haMecholasi l'isha. So the Talmud wonders who is actually the one who married Adriel the Mecholati. Is it Merav or is it Michal? And so comes along Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, and the Talmud says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha teaches, how do we answer this? V'chi Michal yalda v'alo Merav yalda. How come the verse says that these five children were born to Michal from Adriel, when really we know Merav was the one who married Adriel? So explains Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Merav yalda Michal Gidla. Rather, Merav is the one who gave birth, actually, to these children, because Merav is the one who, in 1 Samuel 18, it says she married Adrieli the Mecholati, Adriel the Mecholati, but Michal is the one who raised these children. And since Michal raised these children, Lefikach Nikru al Shema, therefore the children are called as though she was their mother. Ulamedcha, and the verse is coming to teach us, Kol hamegadol yasom besoch beso male alav akasov ki'ilu yilado. The verse is teaching us, whoever raises an orphan in their household, it's as though, according to the scripture, it's as though that they have biologically given birth to them. And so therefore the text calls Michal the mother of these five children, even though Merav is the one who physically gave birth to them, and is teaching this principle basically of adoption, that according to scripture and according to the Talmud, the one who raises a child is considered to be the child's mother or father. And indeed, the Talmud then goes on to list several other examples, prominent examples of adoption. One is the child who was physically born to Ruth, who the Torah tells us in Ruth chapter 4, verse 7, Yulad ben l'Naomi. So in the book of Ruth, it tells us that the child was born to Naomi. But we know, says the Talmud, that Naomi did not give birth to her, but Ruth gave birth to her. And so it tells us that since Naomi gave birth to this child, Ovad, therefore it is considered, since Ruth gave birth to the child, Ovad, but Naomi raised this child, it is considered as though Naomi is the one who gave birth to Ovad. So too, says the Talmud, that this actually relates to Moshe Rabbeinu himself, because in Divrei Hayamim chapter 1, in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 18, it tells us, Ishto Yehudit Yalda et Yered Avigdor ve'et Chever Avi Socho ve'et Yutiel Avi Zanoach. And these are, continues the verse, Ve'ela b'nei Bisya bas Paro. These are the children of Bisya, the daughters of Paro. And so the Talmud understands that the name Mered in this verse is a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Marad Batsas Miraglim, who rebelled against the spies. And so asks the Talmud, was
Bisya, the mother of Moses. Yocheved was the one who gave birth to Moses. Ela Yocheved Yalda uBisya Gidla. Yocheved gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu, but Bisya is the one who raised him, and therefore is considered in the verse as though Moshe was the child of Bisya. Indeed, the commentaries discuss that this idea that whoever raises a child, it's as though they are the ones who are physically the biological parents of this child. Talmud cites a lot of practical halachos that result from this. So, for example, if a person refers to such a child in a contract as their son, even though technically speaking the child did not exit from the womb of the mother, nevertheless it's still considered to be like a valid contract, and that person is considered to be like their son, like their biological son. And indeed, the Shu'at Ramah was asked about a grandchild reciting kaddish for their grandparent, and the Shu'at Ramah answers, not only would it be okay from the perspective of a grandchild, but because in this circumstance the grandfather raised this orphan within their home, it's therefore as though they are their biological child. And indeed, the Yavit says it doesn't have to be about an orphan. Even if the child's biological parents are alive, but if the adoptive parents raise the child, then it is considered from the perspective of halacha as though the adoptive parents are considered to be like their parents. And indeed, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes that a person who is adopted needs to honor their adoptive parents as though they are their true biological parents, and to recite the mourner's kaddish on their behalf when the time comes, because we should not draw the distinction when it comes to honoring the adopted parents.